This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 22nd July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is sunny and warm. In Tel Aviv, the temperatures are comfortable, making it a perfect day to be outside. Jerusalem is experiencing similar weather with clear skies. Meanwhile, Haifa enjoys a pleasant breeze, offering a refreshing touch to the warm day. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports just in that the IDF has revealed terror affiliations of 12 Gazan soccer players killed in Israeli strikes. The military criticizes a false campaign that portrayed Israel as deliberately targeting soccer players. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports earlier this hour that Goffman met with the head of the CIA during a secret Washington visit to coordinate on the Iran nuclear deal. Also this hour, JNS reports that President Trump has warned the U.S. will bomb Iranian infrastructure for every ship attacked in the Strait of Hormuz. Separately, JTA reports Israel is alarmed by reports of a possible U.S.-Saudi nuclear deal which could give Riyadh-sensitive technologies. And finally, I-24 News adds that Israeli officials are concerned over this U.S.-Saudi nuclear agreement. Here's what people are saying online. Brett McGurk, a senior U.S. official, posted earlier today discussing the U.S.-Saudi nuclear agreement, highlighting the risks of nuclear proliferation amid expiring arms control treaties. Eisenberg, an intelligence analyst, wrote that Gazan Sheikh Musa Hassan al-Najdar, recently killed in an IDF attack, was confirmed as a Hamas fighter in a martyr video, adding that several religious leaders have similarly been outed. Ihab Hassan, a commentator, posted that Saudi Arabia offered Israel full normalization in exchange for a Palestinian state and a civilian nuclear program, but Israel rejected it. Now, Saudi Arabia is proceeding with its nuclear ambitions independently. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel report, the IDF has provided evidence connecting 12 Gazan soccer players to Hamas and other terrorist activities. This comes in response to allegations that Israel targeted athletes, which the military says is part of a misinformation campaign. The IDF's aim is to clarify its targeting priorities amid ongoing conflict narratives. Turning to the Jerusalem Post story, the secret Washington visit by Goffman involved high-level talks on Iran's nuclear capabilities. This meeting underscores the strategic collaboration between the U.S. and Israel ahead of delicate negotiations. The implications are significant for regional security as both nations aim to align their approaches to Iran. Meanwhile, JNS highlights President Trump's stern warning to Iran. This announcement comes as he prepares to honor fallen U.S. service members. The president's message reflects a hardline stance indicating potential escalation if Iranian actions threaten maritime security. On the diplomatic front, JTA reports growing Israeli concerns over a U.S.-Saudi nuclear agreement. Such a deal could shift regional dynamics, especially if it includes sensitive technological exchanges. Israel worries this might weaken incentives for Saudi normalization efforts. Lastly, I-24 News echoes these concerns from Israeli officials about the U.S.-Saudi nuclear talks. They believe it could alter the balance of power in the Middle East, affecting Israel's strategic interests. The potential for a nuclear-equipped Saudi Arabia raises alarms about future regional arms races. Turning to business and markets, first, CTEC reports that Meta has appointed Israeli executive Asaf Keren as Chief Information Security Officer. Keren, who brings experience from PayPal and Qualtrics, now holds one of the top Israeli positions at the tech giant. Separately, Ynet Business highlights an Israeli startup, Plantopia, which has raised $9 million. The company aims to revolutionize dairy production by developing plant-based casein for lactose-free cheese, promising a new era for the food tech industry. And finally, Israel Hayom Business features a range of new beauty products designed for Israel's humid climate. These innovations promise to maintain style and comfort despite the challenging weather conditions, highlighting the country's growing cosmetic industry. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.